Hello, Stephen Bruce. This is Pete Bridgewater answering you by the way of tape recording. I thought maybe you might enjoy listening to the voice rather than to read the words. So nice to receive your letter and hope to answer all of your questions and many, many more. You sound like a very nice young man. 8 years of age, was born in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and I'm glad to hear that. I was born in a little town south of Champaign, about 25 miles south, called Tuscola, Illinois. And the only black family at that particular time in the city. And you were talking about, you were interested in black history. What was it like to be segregated back then? Well, in Tuscola, we knew nothing of segregation because there were no black people there other than our family. We were poor, but we didn't know we were poor. Everybody else in the town was poor, and we kind of, all of us, got together and helped each other out as we were growing up. Knew nothing of segregation until I came to Champaign after I graduated from Tuscola High School in 1935. I came to Champaign to live. Of course, the Negro population in Champaign was much, much larger there, and of course, that's when I first ran into segregation. All of the restaurants in town at that particular time were segregated. A black man could not go into a restaurant and eat. The movie theaters, every one of them at that particular time, was segregated. They had one section up in the balcony that the blacks could go to. That all, of course, now has changed. But even back then, and even back in the early 50s, getting back to my conversation about what I had done in the past, I went into the service in 1941 in World War II. I came out, of course, went on the campus. I was a musician and played on campus, and there were several places that would not even serve blacks on the campus, University of Illinois at that time. Back in 1953, as late as I can remember, there was still segregation on the University of Illinois campus. Now that, too, has all changed. I have gone through an awfully lot of different variations of segregation in the world. I left after the service, organized a band of my own, and I played around the area. But belonging to the musicians local 196 in Champaign was an impossibility until I was the first musician to break the barrier and become a member. Until then, all the different black bands that were around the area had to go to Springfield, Illinois, join the Black Union, come back to Champaign, and play on the campus and give this local 196 15 cents on the dollar, or 15% of their traveling fee, they called it. I came out of the service in 1945. I had mustering out pay that I had, the Army had given me, and I said to the secretary of our union, I want to know why I can't get in, and if I can't, I will take the money and go to New York at 802. And the president of the New York local, which is a national organization, will explain to me why. The secretary said, well, there's no reason why you can't join ours. There's just a few deadbeats in our outfit that are trying to keep you out. So he gave me my first union card in 1945 at the price of $12 a year. And to this date, I still keep my card up as a symbol of doing the right thing and keeping in touch with all other musicians. Of course, that is all in the past now, and it's not segregated anymore. But we used to have to do an awfully lot of things. Our menial labor, it would consist of either being cooks in the kitchen of restaurants, or possibly a waiter at the country clubs, Maybe we could be porters on the train going from Champaign to New Orleans and Chicago. But those were all menial jobs that were considered fairly good jobs, fairly good paying jobs. And of course, being a musician had its prestige. Now, being a musician, even back then, had an awful lot of faults. It so happened that even then, as a youngster, we had to be careful of peer pressure, which I want you to be very much aware of and be watchful for now, because things that are going on in the way of dope and misdealing and misguidance behind the wrong clientele that you might run across, you have to be strong enough as an individual to say, no, I don't want a part of that. I want to get a good education, better my conditions, and get an honest living without going through all of those changes. So do not, and I repeat, do not bear to peer pressure. You be your own young man until you are a man, then you be your own man from then on. I'm so very interested in knowing that you are interested in the segregation of the past, and it's young men like you that makes this country an awful lot better, because you are you want to understand, you want to know better, and this in turn will help your fellow playmates and associates understand a little better too. Now, this is Pete Bridgewater saying, I now am in radio. I at one time was at WDWS radio, was there 20 years, and I retired from there. Now I am at WBCP every Sunday. That's 1580 AM on your radio dial. Have all of you and your classmates catch the show whenever possible on Sunday afternoon. That's from 1 until 4 o'clock. We call it classic jazz. It's the authentic big bands out of the past and a part of your history as well, musically. So I want to wish you the best of luck, and thanks again for writing me, and I hope that you find the tape even more interesting than if I were to have written you a letter. So I'll tell you one thing for sure, and it's very important, Steve, that you be your own man. Don't be intimidated or don't be swayed by other people that want to be followers. You sound to me like you are a leader. I too am a leader, not a follower. A leader is the one that sets the righteous and the right way to go in life and helps bring some of the followers along with him, rather than to follow them and go in the wrong direction. Thanks again. I hope that the tape recorder helps a lot, and I appreciate your letters. As a matter of fact, I will keep the letter in fondness of your interest in black history. This is Pete Bridgewater saying, Steve, thank you again, and I hope you find the tape recording most interesting. Bye-bye for now.